find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. It is April the 13th, 2011. Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff going on in the world. I was just watching the president's speech. Mr. Obama's speech. My president is actually Tim Turner. We'll talk more about that later. You are listening to Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard. I'm a firewalker, Olympic torchbearer, and I've been creating dynamic radio dialogue since 1987. We got another one for you today. Mr. Hagman, Larry Hagman, and his solar home. Oh, my gosh. The guy is amazing. We thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One. Jason Winter Tea, I've got my peach tea right over here. LA Lifestyle and YouHaveTheRight.com. We also thank Leo Delgado. Leo can actually stop foreclosures and do forensic analysts, so this is a good thing. C.W. Wright is a producer and our announcer, and our editors are Debbie Ringchop, C.W. Wright, Kelby Smith, Dr. Rutledge, and the ever-amazing Ken Cousins. You want to ask a question while we're on the air? Send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and that's val@wakingupinamerica.com. Torchbearers all over the world are gathering because that's what we're about. We're about holding the torch higher. We're about inspiration. We're about reaching for the highest goal. We're about Sidious, Altius, Fortius, which is swifter, higher, and stronger, and we're about doing that with love. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. That's a nice idea. I'd like to think that that's true, too. If you happen to hear a dog barking or an angel singing, know that we call in from our homes and offices all over the world to cause this program. I've known Larry Hagman. Gosh, I met him through his mom, actually. I saw his picture in a play program back in 1956. You, Larry, you were actually in there as one of the dancers from South Pacific. And that was the first time I saw your picture.
Wow.
And I said, I like that guy. And I had a big crush on Mary Martin, and I've done shows for her, and she was an inspiration. And that legacy that got started as a kid continues to today, and Larry lives in Santa Monica, and he has an amazing home in Ojai that happens to be the world's largest private solar facility, and we'll be talking more about that on the program. I want to just comment that I didn't get a chance to watch the entire speech that Mr. Obama gave, but I was really struck by the fact of what a good speaker he is, and I was struck by the fact of how well organized and how well paced everything is, and I was also struck by the fact of what a really good magician he is. And when you're creating magic, magic has nothing to do with the truth, it has to do with illusion. What you do is you dangle something over on one side and you get the audience's attention, and then you're busy doing something else on the other side that nobody is noticing. And so Mr. Obama was dangling Medicare, Social Security, and his concern for the country and the fact that the wealthier Americans who have made more money while everybody else's money has gone down, that thing that he was dangling over there, well, here's what happens. What he fails to do and what he puts together is, I couldn't believe this, it was so profound. He actually links together Medicare, Social Security, and then he calls it protection of the government and the country, right? What he means is military budget. So he's claiming that two-thirds of the country's budget is going to Social Security, Medicare, and protection of the country. I'm going to say probably seven-eighths of that two-thirds has to do with the military budget. And I believe that most of the problems in America could be solved and put back on track if presidents didn't just feel that it was their right to go drop bombs. It turns out that in 1999, we actually had a surplus. So how do we get into the fact that we now have $1 trillion a year interest payment only on the debt? So God knows what the debt is. I just found out that the little bombing spree that we did in the Middle East in the last couple of weeks set us back $1 billion. That's with a B. There's no more M's in these conversations anymore. So while Americans are being asked to tighten their belts, leaders can just sign their name on a paper and have bombs dropped, okay? So I needed to say that before I get into letting Americans know that there actually is something that you can do. And Larry took a $3,000 a month electric bill and turned it into $13. And we're very pleased to have Mr. Hagman here on the radio today. You know him as JR. You know him as Captain Nelson. You know him as, if you saw him on Desperate Housewives, you know him as a rotten bugger. He did such a good job. He's a good actor, and he knows how to play all the ranges of this. And what he is a good-hearted person that really does make a difference very easily and very simply. Larry just does it with ease. And before we introduce Mr. Hagman to you, C.W. Wright is going to tell you about the amazing people that sponsor us.
Yeah, you know, I was just sitting here sipping my Jason Winters tea, and I was reminded of a conversation I had with Sir Jason. And his message always ended with the cornerstone to a healthy body, he would say, is a healthy immune system. And he discovered that, Dr. Val, because of the debilitating disease that he had. And so in his search...
What was that? What did he have? Do you know?
He had cancer.
Really?
He had cancer. Now, and what he did was he cleaned up his immune system, and he credits that on helping him get rid of cancer. And what helped him clean up his immune system was something purely by accident, because he actually traveled the globe looking for different herbal formulas and herbs to get rid of things. And out of desperation one day, he was so weak, he was brewing like 3 pots of each herb every day, but out of desperation, so he just threw it all in one pot one day and brewed it all up, and he said immediately he felt an effect. Well, months later, after he got the feeling better, there was an oncologist in England that reviewed this formula and did some testing, and they said because of him putting it together, there was a synergistic effect that was that started because of that mixture, and that's what helped clean up the immune system, which helped promoted his natural healing in his body. And there, the Sir Jason Winters tea line was born, and it can be found in most any health food store in a variety of convenient forms, like the peach tea you and I like to drink a lot. They have raspberry tea. He has the cinnamon tea. The green tea he has is actual green tea leaves with the reduction of his regular formula plated on it. So you get the benefits of green tea and of his formula in one tea, which is kind of cool. And then the other thing he created later on, about 15 years ago, he created is something called Tribaline, which is a tablet form of the tea for all of us that are always on the go. We don't always have time to brew, you know, 3 or 4 cups of tea that he suggested we drink every day, so we take the tablets instead. Yeah.
That's really nice. Well, what about emergency management solutions? I mean, in this world right now, it seems to me that you're doing some very important work, and a lot of people don't know about that.
Well, you know, EMS Global One started out as a supplier of emergency kits. And Southern California, of course, they're called earthquake kits. That was back in 1990. Today, they're not only involved in emergency preparedness, but they're involved with emergency relief. They have 3 747s, 1 DC-10, a couple of G3s, and we are shuttling supplies to Japan as we speak.
Wow.
And taking and helping the relief over there, and the worn torn country from the tidal waves that took place. And EMS Global One is stepping up and helping out there. And the UN has helped put us in the right places as well. But they want everybody to know that preparation is the key to surviving and recovery of any type of catastrophic event. And they'll help make it easier for them. If you want more information about them, you can go to emsgo.org. That's emsgo.org, emsgo.org. Or you can contact them at their 800 number. That's 800-345-8838. 800-345-8838. 800-345-8838,
emsgo.org. Oh, thank you very much, CW. I've got actually one of the emsgo kits in my car for four people because I figured, you know, when you're out there in the world, if something happens, maybe there'll be more people than just you and who's in the car with you. So I've got one of those. I've also got a kit at the house. And what we've been actually talking about was maybe we should make sure that our guests have a kit as well, too. So, Larry Hagman, we got a little present coming to you. I actually just got an email, Larry, from Durga McBroom. Do you remember her?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It says, dear
Larry. She was like 14 or something.
It says, dear Larry. Some of my happiest memories during the rough time of adolescence were at your house in Malibu. You and Mai always made me feel so welcome and loved. I love you very much. I would also love to connect with Preston. He was my best friend when I was going through my awkward phase. Can you give that info to Val? I would really appreciate it. Love, Pamela Durga McBroom. See, you have no idea who's going to land on your lap when you get on the radio.
She was such a nice girl.
Yeah. And you know what? She's a rock star now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, with a little luck, if you just ask her nicely. You might.
Oh, really? Well, she was a wonderful singer. As just a child, she was great.
Yeah, well, she's taking it to the highest degree there. So, Larry, tell us about Ojai, and tell us about what you did up there. And you got 42 acres, 47 acres? I'm sorry, I forgot.
42 acres, yeah. Well, I bought this property about 17, 18 years ago, and just recently, about 5 years ago, a tree fell on a power line in Ohio and blocked out the whole of the eastern seaboard and part of Canada, including Quebec, Montreal, all those places. And there was like 80 million people didn't have any electricity for 4 days. If it had gone on for 5 or 10, you'd have people dying. I mean, literally dying, you know. And so I thought if the infrastructure was so delicate that a tree falling on a fire line would create such havoc, I better look after my little old farm up in Ojai. So I'm above the fog line, and I get sun all day long, even when I'm at 2,500 feet. And even if 500 feet below me the fog line is, I'm still making electricity. So I decided to put in solar because I looked into wind power, too, but it takes a lot of maintenance and so forth. And so I went for solar because it just sits there and makes electricity.
Uh-huh.
And I have, I'll pay it off in about 5 years, I think. I have, I'm saving $40,000 a year, and I'm even getting back about $5,000. Now that Schwarzenegger signed it a law into California that the electric company has to pay for that. So
do you love it? No.
Yeah. And they also paid $310,000 initially by law in California. So I'm out of pocket like $440,000, something like that.
Now you've actually got office buildings too, haven't you, that have solar on them?
I'm sorry, what, darling?
Do you have office buildings that have solar on them too? I thought you were going to do that at one time.
I was going to do it, but it didn't. It was not feasible at the time. It wouldn't pay for itself because I didn't have that much solar. I didn't have that much roof space, is what it was.
Now, do you have solar on your apartment building in Santa Monica?
Oh, they won't allow it here. I wanted it to charge my cars and my electric motorcycle and stuff like that, but they wouldn't allow it. But, you know, there you go.
Now, Santa Monica wouldn't allow it?
No, my building wouldn't allow it.
Oh, I was going to say Santa Monica is like the environmental haven. Now, you actually plug in your Prius and stuff at the ranch in Ojai, right?
My Priuses are not plug-in. But I have a gem. A Dodge makes a thing called a gem, which is the ugliest car ever made. But it gets 25 miles, and it'll go 25 miles an hour for 15 miles, which is perfect for Santa Monica.
Now, is that what we were tooling around in that time that looked like the big golf cart?
Yeah, it looked like a flying birdcage. Is really
it looked. Really?
I do, the ugliness, but I love it because people love the ugliness, and I do too.
Oh, it was major fun, and as I recall, you took the governor off it so you can go faster, right?
Well, I did not. That's against the law, Mike.
Well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that on the air.
I didn't do it anyhow. I talked about it.
Oh, you just talked about it. Okay, well,
I talked to my lawyer about it, too, and he said, your insurance company will blah, blah, blah. You know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand what a law-abiding citizen you are.
I am.
Besides all of the stuff that you've done with Major Nelson and that you've done with JR and all the other mischief that you're up to as an actor, I know that you've had some personal life experiences that are pretty darned amazing, all the way from having your liver replaced to dealing with Alzheimer's. And I actually have a wonderful team of people here that I'd love to give an opportunity to, ask you some questions about all of that. And Dr. Rutledge, I was wondering if you had any questions or comments that you would like to have with the good Mr. Hagman here.
Actually, yeah, I do. Aside from the medical first, I'm really excited and interested in solar. And my question is do you feel that that the outlay of expense in the front end outweighs the savings that you get over the long haul? When do you think you'll be clear and in the red as far as out of debt and it just saving you money?
Well, I never went into debt. I paid cash for everything. I don't have any mortgages on the home or anything like that, or the solar arrays. It gives me such a good feeling. I don't really care now. I mean, it'll pay itself off in another 4 or 5 years, but in the meantime, I just feel good. You know, I'm using something that is not finite. I mean, like petroleum and coal are finite, not in our lifetime, of course, but the sunlight's going to be there as long as the Earth will be here. And as long as the human race will be here, probably a lot longer.
Right. What I was getting at is for other people, to consider going into that arena, how would you recommend that? Say possibly they couldn't pay cash as an outlay, because I think there is a lot of people, not just in California, but elsewhere, that would love to, be more energy self-sufficient, if you will.
Well, that's the reason I put it in, because I thought, well, when or if the grid goes down, I'll have electricity in the daytime anyhow. I don't have a battery backup, another couple of $100,000 I didn't want to spend at the time. But I think it'll pay off, but the thing is, you got to know where your commitment is. Down the line, it'll save you a lot more than you invest. I mean, tons more, because the price of energy is going up, as we all know, whether it's gasoline or propane, or, it doesn't make any difference. Energy is the deal now. I mean, any kind of energy is the deal now, and I think there's a lot of money to be made in it, and I'm saving money, and also the publicity I get on. You can't even write that off, but it's certainly worth it. It opens up a whole new avenue for me.
Yeah, I bet. It's great.
You know, Dr. Rutledge, Larry's wife is going through Alzheimer's, and I was... We never had a chance to talk about it much before the program, but I was wondering if there was any information that you might have on that might be beneficial to what he's going through with that.
Well, I mean, you could spend the whole hour on that alone. Alzheimer's is a really, really, really big subject to broach. And without knowing any history or background or any of that, it's really difficult to go at that. What I can do is just tell you very, very briefly how I approach it is in a whole body approach. I look at to see if the body is burdened with heavy metals. You look at food allergies. You look at intracellular nutrient levels, all these types of things. The biggest thing is acetylcholine. Generally in the brain, I try to boost that. Of the traditional medicines, I feel that the very first one that came on board, which was Aricept, is probably the best. It has the least side effect profile of most all of them that increase acetylcholine. in the brain. And also there's stem cell therapy that has had some success with that. Now moving into a little more of a realm of the physical state, what I have found with most Alzheimer's patients and dementia, aside from the physical, like someone having a traumatic stroke or something like that, but when it comes to memory, Alzheimer's and like a quote-unquote a senile dementia, what happens is many of the people that I have worked with have something deep down that they truly could not face themselves and they wanted to forget. And so they, in a sense, it's an easy way not to have to deal. Now, there's a lot of side effects and anger issues and different things that some Alzheimer's patients get and some don't. But for the most part, they're happy in the sense that a lot of things that they don't remember or don't think about no longer make them unhappy. So I find that if some of these patients have a lot of success, if they can work with someone to help them uncover, if you will, and sometimes it's a rape in the past. Sometimes it's a traumatic car wreck or a parent or child dying or something that is so traumatic that they just do not or can't, let's say, deal with at the time. And so getting to the roots of those things and healing that, if you will, goes a long way in all the other physical and emotional therapies that you do.
Well, that's amazing. You actually give free consultations, don't you, Dr. Rutledge?
Yeah, I do. And so anyone that would like to give me a call, I'll definitely give you a 10-minute consult on anything. If I don't know much about it, I will point someone in the direction that does. And so you can call 818-761-4687. 818-761-4687, and I'll be happy to. And just leave me a message if you don't get me, and I'll call you back. I'm happy to do a consult with anyone.
So, Larry, I think you really might enjoy talking with Dr. Rutledge in depth. He's given me some amazing things, and that was my little secret agenda I had in the background. Besides wanting to know about your solar, there are just so many things that are happening in the world that we didn't have access to 20 years ago. And your dear sweet Mai, I'm just so sorry that she's going through what she's going through, and I know that must be really something to handle. I also know that you're an anomaly. I think that's the right word for it, isn't it? Like your liver transplant was, what, 10 or 15 years ago?
15, yeah.
Isn't it rather amazing that you're here?
No shit.
So it's like anything being here, it's golden, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, as I say, you've been a favorite of mine ever since I was a whippersnapper. And I totally... Well, I turned 70 last year, and I actually ran in the Pacific Palisades 5K run. Just
wow.
Keep going, and then I had to spend 2 days in bed afterwards. 5K. So I decided that, you know, age is a thing that we do. So I've been playing racquetball again, and I started playing racquetball last week again. And you know what? I felt a little crotchety. But the reality of the situation is I've got some really good moves on the court. And, and at 70, to be out on the court and doing that and to have spent my life, you know, completing my emotional things, hanging out with a team of brilliant people. I've been hanging out with brilliant people since 1987. So, and you're hearing some of the quality here. Debbie Ringchop, she actually she's a senator in the Republic. And as well, she and I have both done a lot of work with creating charitable situations. So I want to give her a chance to comment. But I think that the whole conversation of age and what it is that takes us down, that you're a shining example, Shine Baby Shine, Solar World Must Love You.
Mm-hmm.
You're a shining example of what's possible, because technically you could have been like gone 15 years ago.
That's right.
Right, and here you are, you know, bringing in a new generation of Americans into both solar and the further adventures of JR. So, Senator Ringchop, what would you like to say to Mr. Hagman? Any questions or comments?
Well, for one, I love the idea of the solar housing and stuff, and I did some calculations before, and I think it's somewhere between like 7 and 10 years for most people to have their solar pay for itself, but it's all up to how much sun do you really get and how much do they charge you for your electricity. So that's just for people to know. You can always go out and just do a quick search, solar energy return on investment. There's all kinds of calculators that'll help people know about that. But besides solar, I mean, I know that it's really most of your energy cost coming from water, because I understand solar water is the biggest hog of the energy. Is that pretty much what you
I have my own wells. The reason I put in a solar was to keep my avocado trees alive. It was costing me a lot of money for pumps and so forth to keep, but I have my own electricity, my own war, my own water, and my own helicopter pad.
Really?
So pumps and water, absolutely. All of us that are living on wells, we know that having electricity to keep the water flowing is critical. But for those of you that aren't on wells, you know, you never know what's going to happen still with your power support.
Exactly. That's why I put it in.
Yeah, and then it's up to heating water if you want to have a hot shower. You know, those cold showers don't go over so well, do they?
I have that. I heat all my pools from my driveway. I put PVC underneath that and a small electrical motor, which is run by solar power, of course. And so during the day, I have hot water from that.
Did you just say from your driveway?
Yeah,
I run PVC underneath my blacktop, and that heats the water up to about 96 degrees during the day, and that's plenty for a nice hot shower.
Now, that's pretty cool. I've never heard of that idea, because, I mean, obviously we know the pavement gets hot in the sun.
Oh, Israelis have been doing it for like 100 years.
Smart move. I like that. That's
yeah,
new.
Yeah.
Now, what other cute little tricks is besides just panels on rooftops? What other kinds of ideas?
Well, I have an electric motorcycle. It's called a Victor X, and it'll go 60 miles, about 60 miles an hour. And that's all electric, solarized, of course. And then I have a Dodge Gem, my electric car in Santa Monica. That's on regular power, but it uses very little.
Well, I am looking forward to when we see more and more go into our cars for alternative energy. Solar.
Well, it's happening more and more. The LA Times today has a big portion of the thing about what you can get, and hydrogen and compressed air and all kinds of compressed natural gas. You ought to read it. Are you here or no?
I am here, but I'm there.
She's in Northern California. We're going to be taking a break right now.
I think you can go online and get that article if you like in the LA Times.
Great. I think we'll all look that up.
Cool. You're listening to Waking Up in America. That was just Debbie Ringchop talking. We're on the air with Larry Hagman. He's giving us the solar scoop, and we need to acknowledge the good guys that make all of this possible. And one of those good guys happens to be Tad from You Have the Right. And you can actually learn the different processes that give you freedom and lots of outrageous things that you may not know about. They have the seminar freedom documents. He has question and answer calls. He has a download for Waking Up in America listeners of a free banker's secret handbook designed for bank presidents and vice presidents only. You can find out what they really think of you. If you want to know what it is to be a sovereign and what kind of rights that you have no idea that you have these rights, I'm going to tell you that every single solitary day I use some aspect of what I learned becoming a secure party creditor in my benefit. There's like something I don't buy because I know it's not true, and I learned all of these things, and I did it in a period of time with Debbie, actually. She and I attended a lot of these seminars. Well, Tad's put them all together for you. So send an email to val@mailhouse.com. Once again, Val, V-A-L, at mailhouse.com for more info, or call the 800 number, which is 888-390-5104. Once again, 888-390-5104. Now, for those of you who are going into foreclosure, oh, my goodness, and there's, you say there's a million people more going into foreclosure. I mean, the figures are just horrifying. Oh, here's another email. I'll read it to you in a minute, Larry. With a million people going into foreclosure, wouldn't it be handy to know somebody that could actually stop that foreclosure? And the person that can actually do that, that can stop that foreclosure, his name is Leo Delgado. And Leo says, well, actually, he's a forensic analyst. They actually go in and they read the mortgage and they look for errors. And Leo's extremely good at that. So he can stop your foreclosure, and then he can investigate the loan documents, the recorded documents, and any court filings that might be there. He can submit complaints in federal court. He can force the lender to validate their debt. He can do all kinds of good things. His process takes up to 12 months, and the cost starts at $500, and you can reach him at 855-719-7770. That's 855-719-7770. Leo Delgado, give him a call. Stop your foreclosure and have some fun. And this is one of the things that you learn about when you're in the Republic. So the things that make the rest of the world quake, we in the Republic go, ha, 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 because we know who to call. One of the people that you call when you want to go, ha, 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 is Ken Cousins. And, Ken, I was thinking maybe you could give us a brief little thing here, because I didn't get any info on you, from you, but on how to get your silver rounds, because I've had a listener that's asked for that, actually. How do people get your silver rounds?
Well, for the moment, we're not quite up and running on our website. It will be up, I'm hoping, at the end of this week. But in the meantime, a simple email to Dr. Val at val@wakingupatamerica.com. Wait, what is it?
Waking up in America.
Val@wakingupinamerica.com. Send her an email, say interested in silver, she'll forward it to me, and I'll send you what you need to know. But once we get the website up, there'll be a lot of information, and it'll be relatively simple for you to access that. So what, of course, we were talking before the show started, what is a silver round? Well, very simply, it's a round, coin-like object that weighs an exact weight. Real lawful
is it Troy?
Real lawful money is supposed to be standard weight and measure. So this is not lawful money. It's simply a privately produced bullion coin with an exact weight of 1 troy ounce of pure silver. So we know what silver is, and we know what we can do with it. It's a repository of value that is steady. And so even though it may appear that silver is going up, in reality, an ounce is always an ounce. What's happening is the dollar is going down. So if you want to preserve your value, a good place to do that would be in silver rounds. So that's
it. Ken, I've heard some horrible stories that the dollar could devalue between 50 and 70%. Is there any truth to that?
Well, there's a lot of truth in the probability of it, isn't it? Is it an absolute? I don't think any of us can know, but you know, the fact is it already has devalued. If we look at, like we were talking about, Larry was talking about when silver went up in the late 70s and early 1980, it hit at its peak $48 and change per ounce. And so people are saying, well, we're almost at the peak, but we're not. We're 30 years plus in inflation from that time. So silver would really actually have to be in current dollars over 200 an ounce to peak above that original 1980 peak of 48 dollars. So the question is, has the dollar devalued? Well, the dollar, as it is today, is only worth 2 to 3% of what it was worth 100 years ago. So 30 years since 1980, that pretty much means it's already dropped 50%. What will happen in the next 1 to 3 years? Most educated people feel that it's inevitable and pretty absolute it will drop again, at least that. So, you know, if you have liquid funds, you're looking for a place where you're not gambling. Silver and gold is really the best place. Silver is a better shot just because of the relative ratio of where gold and silver are now.
You know, Larry, are you there?
Yeah.
Silver has actually outperformed gold, just FYI. So what you do is you want to check with Ken because he'll give you a lead on this. And I know that you're very smart financially, so I can just kind of see little stacks of silver rounds around. But I want to make sure that, do you have any questions that you ask him? Because I want to make sure that the guy that's done all the research on you, Mr. C.W. Wright, has his way with you very shortly. So, do you have any questions?
How much are the rounds today to buy them?
Well, it's always whatever spot price is. Today, spot is about $40 and 35-50 cents. So, and it's gone up a lot in the last 2 months. I think we went from 30 to 40. So just there is like a 33% rise. So it's, we offer what we produce. And by the way, the mint that I work with is the largest producer of privately produced silver rounds in the last 30 years in North America. He is certified at the exact same level as the American Eagle and the U.S. Mint is certified. So it's a certified production, guarantee of the content and purity and all of that. And then there's an add-on little premium that's just for the handling and the minting and all of that, which is actually less than what the American Eagles go for.
So,
let me ask you, could you research something? I mean, you're involved in all this. But somebody put out in 1980, a JR dollar that was a mint, 99.9999% silver.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be
worth
money now, huh?
Yeah, if it's got your picture on it, you know, the kingdom of Hagman and JR.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's got my picture on it, and I had a couple of hundred of them, and a workman in my home stole them all, so I don't have those anymore. But I just wonder what they'd be worth.
Yeah.
Well, they'd probably be, if they're Troy, they'd probably be worth the $40.
Yeah, probably a little bit of collective value.
Well, with
value,
the minting,
you know,
and the specific picture, it might be worth even more.
Yeah, I've been buying and selling silver dollars, and I will tell you that mostly they're going for the silver value in them at this point, unless they're like extremely desirable mint or something of that
well,
nature.
Well, isn't a picture of Larry Hagman a desirable rare?
Hey, I depending upon
me, yeah.
We'll have to auction you on eBay and see what happens. Okay.
I got an auction coming up for all my possessions up in Ojai on the 4th of May.
Really? Whereabouts?
4th of June. Huh?
4th of June.
Julian's auctions.
So how do people find out about this auction if they have to have like a JR hat or something?
Yeah, go to Julian Auctions.
J-U-L-I-A-N?
Yeah, uh-huh.
There you go. So are you going to be there to autograph your underwear as they buy it?
I don't think I put my underwear on. I don't think that's going to be there. That'd be a premium price, of course.
Well, of course. That's what I was thinking. You know, everybody wants to be a stud like JR.
Yeah. No, I am doing something that I will auction, of course. Yeah,
that's terrific. Listen, we've got two more guys on the show, and CW, he must be just frothing around here with all the great questions by this time. And then we've got Kelby Smith, who's Secretary of Housing. So you're getting a real potpourri of stimulating concepts today. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
So CW, Mr. CW Wright.
Yes.
I know you've got a whole list of stuff. Where do you want to start?
I do have a whole list of stuff, and we've gone through quite a bit of it. I just want to make sure Super Chick is doing real well today.
Super Chick being my?
My, you
yeah,
bet.
That's what I used to call her, yeah.
And
she's doing okay. I have an apartment for her that is exactly 11 minutes walk from my place to hers, and I see her every day. She has five people who are taking care of her. So I'm okay with that, thank God.
You know, I want to personally thank you, and I want to, I'm sure a lot of people do, because you're a great example of what great man you are in Hollywood, and being married for 56 years now, 57?
57, coming up in December.
Wow.
Congratulations. I mean, talking about an anomaly, that you don't see that in today's world. And that's awesome. So keep up the good work and be the role model you have been there. But, you know, we talked about solar a while ago, and I was wondering if you couldn't share with us maybe some of the pitfalls or some of the things we should watch for or our audience should watch for when they're putting their solar program together for their property.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got a pitfall for us?
You got a what?
Do you have a pitfall for us? Is there anything you should be paying attention to when you're having solar installed? You know, the surprise.
Yeah, get the right people. I had one installed facing the wrong way, so that was $300,000 kind of screwed around. But it doesn't make as much sun power as it should. But that's my fault for not going in the other way. I was distrustful of a 28-year-old young man that I've known since he was four, and I should have gone with him because he knew more about it. So there you go.
So it's like,
so just monitor the contractors putting everything in, make sure they're doing it right.
Get referrals.
Yeah, absolutely. And they know what they're doing. This young man is great, and he finally put in my ultimate thing. I have one that's as big as not quite a football field, but I mean it's like 50 yards long and 25 high. And it's not on the roof, by the way. It stands alone. And I put in a chicken coop underneath it, so I'm growing chickens and rabbits up there.
Cool. That's good. And
well,
the other thing,
replenish themselves quite quickly, and once you've gotten used to eating rabbit, it's pretty good.
Okay. Can you fix us up some?
Can I what?
Fix us up some. Fix us some rabbits up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll barbecue some rabbit up for you.
You've been working with alternative energies as well and renewable energies. Can you tell us any successes you've had in getting this more noticed so that we can help our environment?
Well, I work for a company called Solar World, which is a German company, and it has two big plants here, one in Oregon and one down in Camarillo, which is only 25 minutes from where I live. So I go down there and visit those guys often. And, you know, it's the largest producer of solar panels in America, I think. And they're in direct competition with China. But the China stuff is all handmade. And you know, there's so much room for error when it's handmade. So I think ours is a greater, better product. And Germany leads in solar production, I think, in Europe and certainly America. I think America has maybe 5% of what Germany has.
Huh.
Are you also working with hydrogen in some areas?
I'd love to be used hydrogen if they could find a way of converting it. And then solar is a great way to convert hydrogen, too.
Is it really?
Well, yeah. Hydrogen needs energy to be converted from, you know, I don't know what. It's too complicated for me. But it needs energy to be made. So solar is the perfect thing to do it because then you could use everything as is pollution free.
Did you go to the BMW plant in Camarillo by any chance?
No.
Yeah, well, the BMW plant in Camarillo, they actually have hydrogen cars. They have two hydrogen cars there.
I was just offered one to drive for a year or so, so I might take them up
on
that.
Well, definitely take it. BMW offered you a hydrogen car?
Another bunch of people. But
the BMW hydrogen cars are totally, they cost about $1 million a piece in prototype.
I know.
Right,
that's
now
one of the reasons I didn't want to insure it.
Well, believe me, let them insure it. They'll do it for your name, I'm sure. The hydrogen car is awesome. Remember when we were at the Santa Monica Pier for Dennis's hydrogen car blast off?
Yeah.
And we had the BMW down there.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. I'm sure they've improved on it since then. That was some time ago.
Yeah, that was 2001. Okay, what we were told at that time was that BMW would bring the hydrogen car to America and specifically launch it in California if we had 200 hydrogen stations in California.
How many we got now?
The last time I checked, we had about 15. And we had one at that time, okay? So
yeah, well, I mean, you got to have it where the infrastructure is for it, you know.
Well, the deal is the amount of money that we waste on wars and all kinds of stuff would totally create the infrastructure in a moment if we just put focus on it. There's a lot of people that are going to be coming into wealth with the dinar, and I'm looking forward to some of these projects manifesting much more quickly. But I really want you to meet Kelby, and I also, before we wrap up, and I also, CW, you were doing some interesting research on a number of things that you haven't mentioned yet. So
yeah, one more question. I wanted to know about your experience with Burning Man.
About my what?
Experience with Burning Man.
I think it's one of the most revealing things I've ever done since LSD.
What did you go through? Because Burning Man is—it's not really a thing. It's not something. It's not a piece of art. It's not a—it's kind of a place you go to, and become part of a different life. If I'm describing it right.
Have you been there?
I have not been there, but it seems to me it's something that's not easily described. And I was hoping you could take an attempt at describing, because you've been there.
Okay. I think it's artistically one of the most brilliant places I've ever been. The art is huge and mind-boggling in its conception and its imagination. And the other part is the nudity. I mean, unless you go prepared for nudity, you better not go. But most... 99% of the people should not be nude, believe me.
99 should not be nude?
Oh, God, no. To see a 300-pound woman riding a bicycle nude is not the most erotic thing in the world, or men, for that matter. No, but there's a lot of it, and you get so used to it, you don't even notice it after a while, unless somebody has an unusually beautiful body. And the other part is that it is so... wonderfully spiritual. I mean, I've only been there twice and not in the last couple of years, but it is rejuvenating in the sense that all these people, 45,000 people, can live in harmony and not be arrested for drugs or alcoholism or anything like that. And there's very little physical violence. I've never seen any physical violence. It's just a wonderful place to go to kind of get in touch with, I don't know what, just something different, that's all.
It lasts a week, Larry? What is it, the 3 days, 5 days a week?
No, it's a week. It lasts a week. And you got to take all your own food and water in, and you got to bring all the residue of that packaging and so forth out. So, I mean, it must be pristinely kept, and it gives you a sense of oneness with everybody and trying to keep everything clean.
You know what's really interesting about this? Yeah. I actually heard from the cleanup crew. You know, after Burning Man, I one of my friends was part of the cleanup crew. They cleaned, after the group had cleaned up in this entire area where 45,000 people had been, the entire cleanup crew found 5 pieces of trash. And they were like cigarette butts and pieces of paper. That's how clean that acreage was.
I don't know. How long does that cleanup crew last? Because, I mean, I know it's a kind of year-long ongoing thing.
Well, this was right after the event. Everybody got done cleaning up, the cleanup crew has an agreement, and they have to go through and make sure that everybody cleaned up the way they were supposed to. And I'm saying that out of 45,000 people, the cleanup crew, only 5 found 5 small pieces of trash.
That's amazing. Yeah.
There's
pictures
on the internet.
I recommend it for anybody over 70 to go.
I recommend that you go on the internet and check out Burning Man. Also, Kelby Smith, I would love to have you join in here and contribute or say whatever you want to say. We'd love to have you. Kelby is one of our leaders in the Republic. Actually, all of us on this show, Larry, re-inhabited the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and so we don't call Barack Obama our president. I call him Mr. Obama. But go for it, Kelby.
Well, I just wanted to spend 1 minute, because when a person hears a statement like that, they go, who are these kooks? And quite frankly, I don't blame him unless he has some explanation. Ken would describe this better, but he would take a little bit longer. So I'm going to try to do it in about a minute. In the mid-1800s, about 1861 to 1863, we went into under Field Order 100 with President Lincoln. Because the southern states pulled out of Congress, therefore there was no lawful ability for the government to have a quorum or have Congress. But ultimately, a field order, or what is known now as the first executive order, had to be issued. And they never got that Congress back together, so ultimately a corporation in and around 1868 to 1871 was formed in Delaware, and it's called the United States of America, and it's all capital letters, United States of America. And they developed a new de facto, which is not by right, not by law, government, and it is a corporate government, and they incorporated under the 41st Congress of that de facto unlawful government the District of Columbia, and gave that entity exclusive jurisdiction in the District of Columbia. So when we say we re-inhabited the republic, what we are saying is, as of November of 2010, hundreds of people, which were the Senate and the House of Representatives that were duly elected by the people within their own republics, got together in Utah, and they literally sat back down in those seats that were left in 1861. We literally are the lawful right and lawful government and de jure original form of government on the land. So that's what we are saying we are a part of. It's not a kooky thing. It's something we literally have re-inhabited, and we are holding offices and doing our job in as function in those offices, and now taking the next step. So I really encourage you to look into it, because you do have a voice. I think if you grabbed onto this, you would really get behind it, because you believe in a lot of the same things from solar and the different energies. You're far advanced in your thinking, and you're getting away from the petroleum aspect of life, which is just old. And that's how we think. We want to bring in the new energies. We want to bring in the things that are not being talked about, the medicines, the holistic practices. We want to talk about those things that are really helping people.
And they can go to republicofTheUnitedStates.org, Larry. And you can check this out, and I think you're going to be really impressed. And then we can talk more about it, you know?
Dr. Bell, perhaps you mention our mission statement and kind of sums up everything Kelby just talked about.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. I'll certainly involve myself in that and look it up and see what it's all about.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So republicoftheunitedstates.org. Hey, we got... We got an email from a listener. It says, it's from Ron Hayes, and he says, thank you for everyone for being a part of my life. We get emails from listeners, Larry, because they get ideas from listening to our shows, and they don't feel quite so hopelessly bogged down by things. So
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I'm sure you do. So we've got 3 minutes left in the show, 2.5 minutes. Debbie Ringchopped, is any final thing that you'd like to say here?
Just like to say that there's a lot of opportunity in this world right now, and I think that if people start to look for the positives in mindset, it's all in what we talk in our minds and how we talk to people. We need to keep a positive attitude. And even though things may not happen as fast as we think they should, the good things are going to happen, and we need to just all work towards creating something positive. So I just say work with your neighbors, work with your friends, and get involved in the Republic. You're going to find that there's a lot of great things here. And, you know, we're going to change this planet to something that's going to be excellent, including using alternative energies and getting health. Oh, my God, just the things that have been restricted from our country that we're going to make sure come back and are allowed to be used, this planet is going to change.
Thank you, ma'am. Dr. Rutledge, closing comments, sir. Dr. Rutledge.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my
mute button. It's on your forehead, right in the center, over your third eye.
Well, Debbie took the words out of my mouth, really. I support all of that, 300% in everything that I do. I really do welcome Larry to take a look at that. He is forward thinking and out in front of the hound dogs, as some of my friends in the South would say. It's exciting times, and we just need to be patient and be ready.
Oh, that's great. Hey, you guys, we've got about a minute, so 30 seconds. Ken, I don't know what you can do in 30 seconds, but go for it.
Well, real quick, tonight on the Wednesday night call for the Republic, I'm going to talk about a subject called centralization, and it has everything to do with money and energy. So what we're really about in the Republic is decentralization, because through the former is a system of control. Through the latter, we have local authority and power and control. That is what a republic is. So Larry's work and others like him have been leading the way because of his public persona. I think it's great, Larry. I really appreciate that you've taken your life career in media and made it public to lead the way with this kind of subject. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ken. Kelby, real fast. Kelby.
This is shine, baby, shine. Keep a smile on your face. The sunshine will never leave you.
That was what I was going to close off with, you little mind reader, you. Okay, Larry Hagman, shine, baby, shine. And thank you very much for being on. What are your closing comments, sir?
Well, we ought to lobby our news media to show what they do in Europe about the price of, we pay for our world. We never see any dead bodies over here. It's all managed. You go to Europe and you see plenty of dead bodies in Afghanistan and all those places in Libya. So it's like war is so remote from anybody's consciousness that we just really don't know what's going on. So,
well, it shouldn't be remote because it's sucking up most of our budget.
Well, I know, but they don't want you to know that people die, like children and women and, you know, just the old people. They don't want you to see that, what our decisions are.
So open up your eyes, okay? Open up
your
eyes.
Well, I know, but you can't get it over here.
Well, we'll just have to have you import some stuff from Europe so we can take a look at it. This program.
Not me, baby. I ain't going there.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producer and our sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, JasonWinterT.com, L.A. Lifestyle. You can ask him a question. Go over to that website. A big thanks to YouHaveTheRight.com, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. Also to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Ruben Colom, and our announcer, Mike. Merci beaucoup, Ben Migan, for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. You can hear it right now. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at wakingupinamerica.com.
Your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.